As for me, I simply accept and entrust myself to what my revered teacher told me. Just say the Nembutsu and be saved by Amida. Nothing else is involved. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Good morning, everyone. I'm Shinji Kawagoe, a resident minister of Hamakura Four Temples in Big Island. Thank you for giving me this great opportunity to share the Amida Buddha's true teaching with you today. In March, I went back to Japan for my vacation, and I learned a lot about Buddhism through conversations with ministers in Japan. So today, I would like to talk about it through the teaching. One thing what I learned in Japan is you don't have to force your views on other people. You don't have to impose your idea on other people. You don't have to force your views on other people, and you don't have to impose your idea on other people. So, when I heard about it, I just thought that, wow, it is really important to believe any kind of religion, not only Buddhism, any kind of religion. It is really important to believe any kind of religion. Actually, it is not only for religion, but I always must keep it in my mind that I mustn't force my views on Buddhism. I mustn't force my views of Buddhism on other people as a Honganji minister. To be honest, I am not a talkative person because I'm shy. That's why I know that I am not a friendly person like other ministers. Anyway, I decided to come to Hawaii to share Buddha Dharma, Jodo Shinshu teaching with you. So, it is not I to force Jodo Shinshu teaching on you. I strongly believe that Jodo Shinshu teaching is a wonderful teaching, which is worthy enough to believe. But I also understand that I mustn't force it on you. But on the one hand, I know that some religious people, maybe some Honganji ministers, also say that you have to believe our teaching. And if you don't do that, you will have bachi, punishment in the future, or something like that. So, I would like to ask you that, have you heard such a kind of word from religious people? And after that, even if you try to believe that religion because of that religious person, I think it is not real faith, is it? For example, I have likes and dislikes. So, even if you strongly recommend something to me, I might not accept it sometimes because your favorite one and mine are not exactly the same. So, when I heard a phrase, you don't have to force your views on other people, I really thought that I always must keep it in my mind that I mustn't force my views of Buddhism on other people as a minister. And I recalled Founder Shinran Shonin's word, which I read at the beginning. He said that, as for me, I simply accept and entrust myself to what my revered teacher told me. Just say the Nembutsu and be saved by Amida. Nothing else is involved. Actually, I am not sure, but I think nobody persuaded or forced him to believe Nembutsu teaching. For example, hey, Shinran Shonin. Well, actually, at the time, before he met Master Honen, his name was Hannen. Did you know that? Well, anyway, nobody said to him, hey, Shinran Shonin, do you know Master Honen's Nembutsu teaching? That is awesome. So, if you don't believe it, you have to fall into hell definitely, like that. So, after today's opening sentence, he also said that, Shinran Shonin also said that, I have no idea whether the Nembutsu is truly the seed for my being born in the Pure Land, or whether it is a karmic act for which I must fall into hell. Should I have been deceived by Master Honen and saying the Nembutsu were to fall into hell, even then, I would have no regrets. The reason is, if I could attain Buddhahood by endeavoring in other practices, but said the Nembutsu and so fell into hell, then I would feel regret at having been deceived. But I am incapable of any other practice, so hell is decidedly my abode of whatever I do. So I believe that nobody made him to believe Nembutsu teaching. He decided to know, he decided to study about Nembutsu teaching under Master Honen by himself. And then he established Jodo Shinshu School later, like today. However, one of his disciples was thinking that I fear there are doubts and confusions in the way followers receive and transmit the teaching. For how is entrance into the single gate of easy practice possible unless we happily come to rely on a true teacher whom conditions bring us to encounter? Let there be not the slightest distortion of the teaching of other power with words of an understanding based only on personal views. So, if you can encounter some wonderful stuffs, not only religious kind, if you can encounter any kind of wonderful stuffs, sometimes you gulp them and then you have misunderstanding and cannot see the essence of them. So, in our case, as Shinran Shonin said, we also have to try, we to simply accept and entrust ourselves to what our founder Shinran Shonin told us in his writings. Even it is not easy to do that. So again, I never force you to believe Jodo Shinshu teaching. I just want to try to share with you how wonderful Jodo Shinshu teaching is. And just in case, I must let you know that even if you do not want to believe Jodo Shinshu teaching, you will never have bachi, punishment, in the future. So, you don't need to worry about that. And in my conclusion, I would like to read Shinran Shonin's word again. As for me, I simply accept and entrust myself to what my revered teacher told me. Just say the Nembutsu and be saved by Amida. Nothing else is involved. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu, Nammanda Butsu, Nammanda Butsu, Nammanda Butsu. Thank you for listening. Thank you very much.